when they said we had to go up towards Belgium. We didn't know what was going on yet. And we had to, I was telling them we had to take off all our patches, you know, the insignias, and paint all the letters off our vehicles that said, like, headquarters, you know, 704th Tank Destroyer, or whatever outfit it was, had to paint, we had to, with white paint, I was trying to think of what you call it, but anyway, we had to paint everything, and we had to go up towards Belgium, and it was radio silence, so when it was radio silence, we turned in good music. It was either the BBC or Axis Sally, the German. And we put Axis Sally on, I remember. She played real good jazz and the music we enjoyed. And then she gets on and she says, you know, 4th Armored Division, we know where you are. You're near Longwy, Belgium. And that was where we were. There was a Longwy, France, and a Longwy, Belgium. We were right there. Now how, I guess they must have had people, you know, some of the farmers would, were working for the German army, so we got nothing happened except.
What did that feel like when you heard that on the radio?
we laughed. It was a joke to us that we were supposed to erase all our identification. But anyway, it was very cloudy and snowy, awful cold, and the German planes came out, but the American planes didn't. The weather was so bad. But Christmas Day, you know, the Christian guy said we prayed Christmas. The sun came out, and the American planes came out to escort us, you know.
Was that 1943?
It was 40, let's see, 44.
Okay.
It was just the end of 43, and the beginning of 44 was the New Year's. We were in Belgium for New Year's, 43. And it was cold and snowy, and we went up, and it was pretty rough up in Belgium. The weather and, you know, all the circumstances. But from there, we went to our first rest period in January in Luxembourg. We were there for weeks, and I was telling Rob, the nice people I met in Luxembourg. We were in a little town called Esch, Alzette, that means on the Alzette River. And then from there we went, in Bitburg, we kicked off into Germany. And we went through Germany rather rapidly. And before we went into Germany, we picked up a Russian soldier who had escaped a labor camp, and he told us about what was going on in the camps. Well, later on we'd call concentration camps, but he told us it was a labor camp. We had some Russian and Polish soldier GIs that were interpreted. That's how I knew what he was saying. I couldn't understand him.
Did he tell you?
That it was horrible what was going on, that there was torture of all kinds in the camp. And I before we went, I always tell a story. We were in Toul, France, T-O-U-L-E, and there was someone there that was persecuted, a Jew, by the Nazis. And I met him, and he showed me there was a synagogue, a little synagogue in Toul, France. And I went in there, and I remember going through there. The Germans had used it to store their ammunition, and they threw all the Bibles around, you know, and they didn't care, of course. And I took a Bible, I was gonna take it and bring it to my mother as a souvenir, you know, we always look for souvenirs. And I remember walking down the street, and I thought of this Jewish guy, that if any of the Jews come back, they're gonna need this Bible more than my mother. And I remember walking back and putting it back in the little synagogue. And it's funny how you remember these things. They stand out in your mind.